Shalom, אנחנו נקרא בספר
Hello, we're going to read in the writings of Bala Sulam.
כעומד בפני מלך. ניתן לשלוח אלינו שאלות לאתר קבלה לעם, kabs.il.
Writings of Bala Sulam, שמעתי, volume 2, שמעתי, page 223. The article is שמעתי 211, as though standing before a king. Oh,
let's see what it means, as though standing before a king. These are short articles for the time being. Later we'll go to longer articles. But even in short ones, we have many deep advices. Let's go.
So, the writings of Bala Sulam, volume 2, Shamati, article number 211, page 223, article, as though standing before a king. One who is sitting at one's home is not as one who is standing before a king. This means that faith should be that he will feel all day as though he is standing before the king. Then his love and fear will certainly be complete. As long as he has not achieved this kind of faith, he should not rest. For this is our lives and the length of our days, and we will accept no recompense. And the lack of faith should be woven in his limbs until the habit becomes a second nature, to the extent that, when I remember him, he does not let me sleep. But all the corporeal matters quench this lack, since he sees that anything that gives him pleasure, the pleasure cancels the deficiency and the pain. Rather, he must want no consolation and should be careful with any corporeal thing that he receives, so it does not quench his desire. This is done by regretting that by this pleasure, the sparks and powers of the kelim, vessels of kedusha, holiness, are missing in him, meaning desires for kedusha. Through the sorrow, he can keep from losing kelim of kedusha. Again, Shamati 2:11, as though standing before a king. One who is sitting at one's home is not as one who is standing before a king. This means that faith should be that he will feel all day as though he is standing before the king. Then his love and fear will certainly be complete. As long as he has not achieved this kind of faith, he should not rest. For this is our lives and the length of our days, and we will accept no recompense. And the lack of faith should be woven in his limbs until the habit becomes a second nature, to the extent that, when I remember him, he does not let me sleep. But all the corporeal matters quench this lack, since he sees that anything that gives him pleasure, the pleasure cancels the deficiency and the pain. Rather, he must want no consolation and should be careful with any corporeal thing that he receives, so it does not quench his desire. This is done by regretting that by this pleasure, the sparks and powers of the kelim, vessels of kedusha, holiness, are missing in him, meaning desires for kedusha. Through the sorrow, he can keep from losing kelim of kedusha.
Okay.
I don't see any questions. The article is short and quite clear. Meaning we need to imagine ourselves as if we're constantly standing before the Creator. We receive an order from Him, a revelation of His desire, and we're ready to realize it. Africa.
Rav, well, our question is, what does it mean from the article that we should be careful with any corporeal thing that we receive so that it does not quench our desire?
לא שומעים רב.
ששום דבר שעובר עליך.
Nothing that passes over you in this world, all the instances of this world, fear, anxiety, confusion, concerns, worries, whatever it is, should not disconnect you from the Creator. Faith, the connection with the Creator, will be so powerful that nothing can disconnect you from Him.
Kiev?
Kiev?
Да, дорогой учитель, вот он тут пишет по поводу того, чтобы отсутствие
веры... Yes, dear teacher, here he writes that the deficient, the lack of faith should be woven in his limbs until the habit becomes a second nature. He also say that faith can't become habit.
You need to constantly awaken it. Of course. Each and every moment it hides, and each and every moment you awaken it, you renew it. Faith.
Of course.
And this faith, is it the connection with the friends? And through them...
А что такое сидящий в доме, вот как противоположность этому?
What does it mean to sit in one's home?
A person who feels is already, feels himself already in contact with the Creator, that's not good. It's good if it's truly permanent and existing. And you have a constant deficiency and constant work. A person needs to see that he is going through this start-stop. Exiting and entering. Because something that does not change immediately disappears from our feeling. We feel only the boundary between darkness and light. We don't feel the light, we don't feel the darkness. Rather, the boundary between them, that's where we live, that's where we feel. In music, in all the senses.
Так, а эти старт-стопные движения, они как бы по амплитуде по какой-то идут? Я вот просто...
This start-stop go according to what?
They change according to how they need to change. According to their nature, their size, frequency, color, sound, anything. All those influences on us are like that.
А как все-таки за этими изменениями вот прийти к тому, что ты перед царем?
Can we nonetheless come to a state where you're standing before the king despite these changes?
This depends on the society. It doesn't depend on you. It doesn't depend on the Creator. It depends on the society. To the extent the society appreciates the Creator, so will you.
Доброе утро, дорогой Рав. Скажите, у...
Good morning, dear Rav.
Какой-то вкус, раз человек ее ищет и...
There is some flavor in faith, if you look for it. And you want it more than anything. So there has to be something tasty there, for which you're willing to make these searches.
At the beginning of the search, what is faith? A person feels no taste in it. Later, the search itself, specifically the search, brings a person the need for a taste and later the feeling of taste in faith.
Buongiorno, Rav. Se noi siamo stati creati per ricevere.
Hello, Rav. If we were made in order to receive inside the ten, I couldn't hear the question. If we can repeat it,
se noi siamo stati creati per ricevere piacere, perché?
If we are created in order to receive pleasure, then why does the pleasure itself remove us from vessels of Kedusha, of holiness?
The
pleasure removes us from vessels of holiness, because vessels of holiness are vessels of bestowal, and the pleasure is fulfillment in vessels of reception. If our vessels are correct, they aim us to enjoy bestowal and not reception, meaning after a restriction, screen, reflected light. And if not, it's the pleasure of separation. And I actually separate myself from the Creator through that pleasure. And we need to later come to contact with the Creator in a roundabout way, which takes longer. Turkey 3.
Good morning. My friend asking, what is missing when the corporeal life bigger than spirituality?
What's missing is for the spiritual life to be more important than corporeal life, and it all depends on the society.
Shalom Rav, una pregunta.
Hello Rav, the question is this. Is standing before the king the same as annulling before the friends in the tent?
Yes. Annulment towards the tent is the complete annulment towards the tent is what brings you closer to the king.
Ken. Be'er Sheva.
Be'er Sheva.
It is written that you have to be careful with everything you receive, corporeally receive, so it doesn't cancel the deficiency. And this is by regretting. How does one make oneself regret, feel sorry?
Again?
How can a person make himself regret?
Regret of what? From what?
Regret. Be sorry.
From what?
Regret that he's receiving something corporeal, that the Creator is canceling his lack for faith.
He needs to see how this corporeal thing is hiding the Creator from him. That is all.
Ashkelon.
Rav,
what is the second nature?
To bestow.
Moshe, Allah.
אז אנחנו יכולים
לעבור. Next.
So, עיקר עבודת האדם. We can go on to the next article, the essence of man's work. So, it's in the writings of Bala Sulam, volume 2, page 23, Shamati, article number 12, the essence of man's work. The essence of man's work should be how to come to feel taste in bestowing contentment to one's maker. Since all that one does for oneself removes him from the Creator due to the disparity of form. Conversely, if one acts in order to benefit the Creator, even if it is the smallest act, it is still considered a mitzvah, commandment. Therefore, one's primary exertion should be to acquire the strength to feel taste in bestowing, which is through lessening the force that feels taste in self-reception. Then one slowly acquires the taste in bestowing. Again, the essence of man's work should be how to come to feel taste in bestowing contentment to one's maker. since all that one does for oneself removes him from the Creator due to the disparity of form. Conversely, if one acts in order to benefit the Creator, even if it is the smallest act, it is still considered a mitzvah, commandment. Therefore, one's primary exertion should be to acquire the strength to feel taste in bestowing, which is through lessening the force that feels taste in self-reception. Then, one slowly acquires the taste in bestowing.
To obtain taste in bestowing means to obtain the taste of mitzvot, plural mitzvah. Because an action a person makes in bestowing contentment to the Creator is called a mitzvah, a commandment. By keeping 613 commandments, meaning 613 desires of ours that we aim in order to bestow, we come to keep 613 commandments, and by that we become completely similar to the Creator, who is bestowing to us with all He's got, and we are equal to Him in our 613 desires, actions to bestow to Him, to do these acts of bestowal called mitzvot, commandments. We can keep them with the help of the upper light. It's the upper light that corrects the vessels, and the upper light fills the vessels. The upper light corrects our desires to receive, from in order to receive to in order to bestow. That light is called Torah. I've created the evil inclination, I've created the Torah as a spice, since the light in it reforms. So we have 600 lights of the Torah that correct 600 of our egoistic desires to be in order to bestow. And after we have these desires in order to bestow, one by one, not all at once, then that light of Torah from 618 counsels, it comes to 600 kudin deposits. He raises those corrected desires in order to bestow, and we become by that equal and adhered to the Creator. So we have in the light of Torah 613 counsels and 613 kudin deposits. We correct those 613 desires in order to bestow. Those are lights that do it. And by the other 613 lights, we fill the corrected desires that are in order to bestow. And by that, we come to adhesion with the Creator. And each and every action we perform in correcting the desire and filling the desire, we perform the mitzvot, the commandments of the Creator. In effect, everything is clear, there are no questions. Nice. I guess it's nothing new. I remember that I heard it, when I heard it the first time, those were great innovations for me, because I was taught such things before. What is Torah? What is mitzvot? I couldn't find any connection to what is said in the wisdom of Kabbalah.
No, not hear me, Latin 7.
Let's start with Latin 7.
Buenas noches, Rab. Nosotros tenemos que ordenar estos 613 mitzvot. Tenemos que ir haciendo discernimientos. O tenemos que apegarnos a ama tu prójimo como a ti.
Should we arrange these 613 commandments according to discernments, or should we just stick to love your neighbor as yourself?
No, we can't work on those mitzvot, those commandments, individually. Rather, we have to adhere to the friends, through the friends, adhere to the Creator, who is the inclusive, And later we'll begin to perform our actions one by one according to what will be revealed. For the time being, our job is a general one.
United we Jeffrey.
Момент действительно очень торжественный. Такое ощущение, что некоторые товарищи уже подошли.
There's this feeling that
которые от 13 заповедей. Это так?
The friends are.
Мы подошли к торжественному моменту, когда уже готовы перейти, Максим.
Ken.
Yes.
Рафа, а что означает потерять желание к учению ради себя?
What does it mean to lose a desire for self-reception?
When I feel that bestowal is more important than reception.
Доброе утро. Я слышал из статьи, что из намерения получить.
I heard in the article that from the intention to receive to the intention to bestow, the light brings you there. There's a feeling that a person can do some acts in faith above reason by himself.
זה אחר כך אתה תדע מהפעולות. אי אפשר להסביר את זה.
You'll find out from the actions. You can't explain it. You'll have internal discernments and you'll understand how it's happening. Germany?
Germany. Lo shomim.
Can't hear you.
Sorry. A question from a friend, Yuri. What is a deed for the Creator? What is an action and deed for the Creator?
Repeat, please.
I couldn't understand what he's asking. Again.
What is a deed for the Creator?
מה זה מעשה או מצווה לטובת השם?
רק להשפיע לו.
Only to bestow to him. Just as he bestows to us, we can't feel it because we are corrupted. But if we were corrected, we would understand that he only bestows good to us. And all of our actions towards him should be good, only to bestow. And that's what we learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah. How do we come to bestow to the Creator?
Rav, io non vedo, non sento il creatore. Cosa significa mantenere
I don't see or feel the creator. What does it mean to perform or observe Torah and Mitzvot?
With the friends. You will never feel the Creator to such an extent. You are right before Him and you are moving closer to Him. You will always be from the darkness, from uncertainty, because you are working from an uncorrected desire. And that's why you were given, the Creator arranged for you a broken vessel. And when you correct that vessel, you give him contentment, and by that you attain him.
Latin 7.
That's how it works.
Rab, cuando rechazamos nuestra naturaleza egoísta y de receptores, ¿no estamos rechazando la obra del Creador, repudiando la obra del Creador? Que nos hizo así, que nos construyó así.
When we negate our evil inclination, our egoistic nature, are we not negating or denying the work of the Creator by that?
No, we also don't negate our evil inclination. It's called help against. It helps us. It's the Creator who created him so that through it specifically, with the help of the evil inclination, by working above it, in the work above it, we will reach connection with the Creator. Hence, the evil inclination is an angel. It helps the Creator push us towards the Creator. And he's doing an amazing job. You should learn from it how much he's working on us. Because we are a neutral body, neither good inclination nor bad inclination. Still a vegetative animate. And the evil inclination comes and inserts into us all those desires against the Creator, to come to the Creator, to receive from Him, to eat from Him. This is its job. Look what it's doing. It's not letting go. We're constantly looking for pleasures. So we need to respect the evil inclination. See the loyal work it's performing.
Be'er Sheva.
Должны ли мы знать следующий шаг после нашего объединения?
Should we know what is the next step after our connection?
We can't see anything beyond a single step ahead of us. When we take the step ahead of us, we'll already change and understand differently what is the next step. Балтия-3.
Спасибо за возможность задать еще вопрос. В заповеди где точности роль Творца и роль творения?
The commandments. Where is the role of the Creator and what is the role of the creature in this?
We need to learn the article Tariag 18, Tariag Pkudin, 613 councils and 613 deposits, the end of the first volume of Zohar. I think it exists in all languages. Read it. It's called 613 councils and 613 deposits. Is that what it's called, Moshe?
I think so.
It says that we have 613 mitzvot of the Torah, and there are councils and deposits, 18 and kudin. The councils are the corrections of the desires of the 613 desires, and the deposits is the filling of those desires with the upper light. That's how he explains it. Let's go to closer groups, physically. PT-25.
Rav, I still can't understand how we come to feel good taste in bestowing. We have no taste in bestowal, but that's the essence of man's work. So how do we come to feel this, the good taste in this?
Demand to have a taste to bestow. I want to bestow, I want to feel a sweet taste in it, and I want to feel it. But you'll have to overcome that sweet taste. And you'll be doing actions of bestowal, not because it's sweet, but because you're bestowing to the Creator.
So obtaining the flavor is in asking for the flavor?
Yes, and if you do it in order to receive for yourself, you'll immediately feel bitter taste of death. This is the meaning of the taste of life and taste of death in the mitzvot.
Is the flavor in the intention, or is it in certain activities or actions we do?
Only in the intention, of course, as it's written about Adam and Eve. When they ate, there was the first time they ate, it was good. They tasted the fruit of in the Garden of Eden. And the second time they tasted it in order to receive, it was a taste of death.
But I've never tasted such a thing. So how do I direct myself to something I don't know what it is?
Soon, I'm going to take you to the Garden of Eden and you'll be able to taste it there. Soon.
PT5. From this article and the previous one, it seems that our work is to diminish the force that feels flavor in self-reception. But we learn that in practice, we never work directly opposite from against the will to receive. We only increase the importance of bestowal. So how can you explain the contradiction?
I didn't understand the contradiction. How come we're not working with the will to receive? What else do we have but the will to receive?
The thing is, we work in increasing the importance of spirituality, practically. Is this our work?
Right.
So increasing the importance of bestowal.
Okay. How do I do it? By receiving. And I taste, and I fill myself in order to bestow. What else can I do? Other than the vessels of reception, I have nothing. All the rest are my intentions. Desires are only to receive. Intentions are only to bestow.
So what should be one's practical work with pleasures in this world? Because this is our whole life.
Adam צריך
a person needs to analyze his intentions, review them, and if their intentions are in order to bestow, you should use these desires. But if the intentions are in order to receive, then you should not use these desires. Meaning, follow the intention and not the desire. After the desire means he's cleaved to himself, to his body, and if he follows the intention, it means he's cleaved to the Creator. What is the matter of in order to bestow that taste? We should be qualified to work even without any taste, Rav? No. Without taste, we need taste. And I should have the taste in bestowal, and it should be sweet, even though it's opposite of my own desire.
But we learned that with faith above reason, we constantly have to work even if I don't feel or taste anything.
That's right, that's along the way, but eventually, what is the purpose of creation? No, to do good to the creatures from the Creator's side, to do good, to fill them with pleasure. We need to enjoy. Enjoy the connection with the Creator.
Okay.
A question from a friend. To feel satisfaction from bestowal. Is this the way to know that we are in Lishma for her sake?
Yeah, satisfaction from bestowal is excellent. That's what we need.
Toronto 2.
Toronto 2.
I have a question about the two articles. When I want to feel that I'm constantly opposite from the Creator, it doesn't work if I'm not connected to the Ten. It always turns out that I have to connect myself to the Ten. Maybe when I read Psalms, I think about them, or we talk about something, or we do something. And so it turns out that without this work, I can't even figure out what is the Creator.
That's correct. That's how it should be. Without a group, without society, without work in the group, you cannot tie yourself to the Creator.
I accept this, but now my question is, it's not like I want to keep it constantly. It comes and goes and comes and goes. And I want to ask, what does that bring us to the flavor of what it means to bestow?
Yes, that more and more you'll receive taste in bestowal, and you'll begin to discern many flavors there, like in the food. Many flavors in bestowal you should have. Kab you too.
Yeah. Hello, Rab. What kind of action is required from us in order to acquire the vessel to bestow? Do we need to come to the morning lesson? And what about the friends that are not coming to the morning lesson?
In order to reach bestowal, we need to do what Kabbalists say. Period. Read what they say and do it. Otherwise, it will be as if Lightman is pushing you towards bestowal in all sorts of actions. Look what they write. You have to connect with the friends. You have to study at least 3 hours a day, as it was with the Rabash and with all the Kabbalists before him, even more. You have to do those things if you truly want to reach spirituality and not remain a beast. Period. Don't think that if you signed up to some group, you are guaranteed. You're not guaranteed. You have to put in a certain quantity and quality of exertion in order to acquire the force of bestowal and resemble the Creator. P.T. Young.
Can you even perform commandments, mitzvot, before you have attainment?
No, it's called preparation. It's called the time of preparation. Where we are right now, a mitzvah means that you are using the reforming light and you're correcting your will to receive in restriction, screen, and reflected light. Tzimtzum, masach, or chazer, meaning with the intention to bestow. This means that you're correcting those mitzvot. You're performing the 613 counsels. And then, when those desires are in order to bestow, you fill them with light. And this is the meaning of performing 613 deposits. Kudot, from the word pikadon. So we are now in the time of preparation. We are preparing our desire for corrections. PT
33. You said we have to respect the evil inclination. On the other hand, I have to hate my evil inclination. So how do you reconcile the two?
Didn't hear again.
You said we have to respect the evil inclination. On the other hand, I have to come to hate the evil inclination.
Also, hate means to respect him. Respect means don't throw it out, don't disregard. Don't look down at it.
Brother, pay attention to it. When you have before you a powerful, threatening enemy and you have to wage war against it, does it mean that you are disregarding it, deriding it? No, you're not. You're afraid. You're preparing yourself to the encounter with him. That's it. Florida.
Yes, thank you, Rav. Can I ask the Creator to help correct my intention to bestow?
Of
course. Who but the Creator can correct your intention from reception to bestow? Only the Creator.
But I don't want it to be prayer for myself. I have to pray for the friends and not for myself. I was asking if I'm able to ask this for myself.
What do you mean for yourself? I don't get it. The intention is to do give contentment to the Creator. Now, scrutinize, what does it mean to give him contentment? Period. Either through the friends or without the friends, I don't know how. Try.
Eat a free.
La dazione può essere considerata come un desiderio di ricevere collettivo e corretto, quindi una forma di piacere più elevata.
Can bestowal be considered as the will to receive of the collective, and it's a higher desire?
Yes, the desire of the collective is higher than the individual desire. PT 31.
What does it mean that I perform an act of correction in the ten?
An act of correction in the ten is only the connection of the ten.
If a friend grows weaker and doesn't come to the morning lesson, is this a corruption?
It's a corruption for the whole ten.
What is the act of correcting?
Beat him up so he comes to the lesson.
Okay.
So, go ahead. PT 25. Can't hear you.
Does the flavor, the taste we feel in dissemination when we bring someone closer to the Creator, is that a taste that's close to bestowal?
Yes, this is bestowal.
Bulgaria.
How do you discern in the ten that the act is for the sake of the Creator or for your own sake?
If I do it towards a friend, according to what they think, and it's possible that I did not previously think this way, but because it's the friends, I subjugate myself, I do as they want. This is called a mitzvah. My friends give me this discernment that I otherwise cannot acquire. So instead of the Creator, the friends, I relate to them in this way. Exactly. They can direct me towards spirituality, the end of correction. Without them, I don't know how to aim myself. Okay.
Kabyu 2.
We didn't have them?
Allo. French.
Ah, no. French.
Bonjour Rav, en réponse Bonjour. À la question de l'ami de PT25 sur le goût et le don, qu'est-ce que le don?
The question is about the flavor in bestowal. What does it mean to bestow?
L'asot lefi haratzon shel hazulat.
What does it mean to bestow? Do it according to the desire of the other. Simple. Do according to the desire of the other. Simple.
No. Ve'acharon. Kiev 1.
And last one, Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вы отвечали на вопрос о Миту и сказали, что нужно идти не за не за
желаниями, а за намерениями. How do I check if I'm following this or that?
Ask yourself. There's a desire and there's an intention. The intention is namerini in Russian. How do I use my desire for what? To do good to myself or to do good to the other? You always have the possibility of answering this way and acting accordingly.
It turns out that a person has the evil inclination, desires, intentions. He's not responsible. He's responsible only for his intentions. But I have my thoughts, I have my 10, I have to connect to the 10. And there I should check if it's good or not.
Through the 10, I wish to connect to the Creator. And to the extent that I bestow to the 10, I bestow to the Creator. That is it.
So, how do I check if this desire can bring me closer to the Creator or not?
It's according to the friends, as much as you do in order to do good to them, to the extent that you serve them, you put yourself as a zero before them, you subjugate yourself. Everything Rabash writes about the behavior in the society, in the group.
Should I check in this way every situation with relation to the friends?
Of course, and how? You have to be in it all the time.
Meaning it doesn't matter what I think, I'm receiving, I have to constantly be inside the tent and check.
Yes.
How do I understand that my situation is good and don't lose this connection?
Moshe. In the friends. Moshe. Are you going to start working or what?
Yeah, sure. We can move on to the next part. We have the article Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot or Introduction to the Book Panimiot Umasbirot.
Introduction to this, but we'll sing.
Let's sing.